O descendant of Brigu, Shaunaka, after performing funeral rituals for the dead body of Bhishma Dev, Maharaj Yudhisthira was momentarily overtaken with grief. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhishma Dev was not only a great family head of Maharaj Yudhisthira, but also he was a great philosopher and friend to him, his brothers, and his mother. Since Maharaj Pandu, the father of the five brothers headed by Maharaj Yudhisthira, had died, Bhishma Dev was the most affectionate grandfather of the Pandavas and caretaker of the widowed daughter-in-law, Kunti Devi. Although Maharaj Dhritarashtra, the elder uncle of Maharaj Yudhisthira, was there to look after them, his affection was more on the side of his 100 sons, headed by Duryodhana. Ultimately, a colossal clique was fabricated to deprive the five fatherless brothers of the rightful claim of the kingdom of Hastinapur. There was great intrigue, common in imperial palaces, and the five brothers were exiled to the wilderness. But Bhishma Dev was always a sincerely sympathetic well-wisher, grandfather, friend, and philosopher to Maharaj Yudhisthira, even up to the last moment of his life. He died very happily by seeing Maharaj Yudhisthira to the throne. Otherwise, he would have long ago quitted his material body, instead of suffering agony over the undue sufferings of the Pandavas. He was simply waiting for the opportune moment, because he was sure and certain that the sons of Pandu would come out victorious in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, as his lordship, Sri Krishna, was their protector. As a devotee of the Lord, he knew that the Lord's devotee cannot be vanquished at any time. Maharaj Yudhisthira was quite aware of all these good wishes of Bhishma Dev, and therefore he must have been feeling the great separation. He was sorry for the separation of a great soul, and not for the material body which Bhishma Dev relinquished. The funeral ceremony was a necessary duty, although Bhishma Dev was a liberated soul. Since Bhishma Dev was without issue, the eldest grandson, namely Maharaj Yudhisthira, was the rightful person to perform this ceremony. It was a great boon to Bhishma Dev that an equally great son of the family undertook the last rites of a great man.